This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, Place to Be Nation pop. This is Greg Diener and Chico Alexander's with me today. I don't know how I want to introduce this episode. Chico, I'll let you go ahead and take it from here.
Okay, so again, we usually do these episodes, again, two at a time. There's usually three of us, but as you can or cannot see, there is a empty chair where our friend Mike would sit, and I'll just come out and say it. He is in a bad way. He is really, really sick, and he's in the hospital right now. We hope he's going to recover with all due speed, but yeah, it's pretty serious.
Yeah, so that's basically all I think we can say right now. Please send your thoughts and prayers your way to Mike, and we hope everything turns out okay. That's all we can hope for.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime,
we figured, you know what? We got 99 and 100 in the can. We're going to try to get them out as soon as we possibly can. We just finished recording 101.
Yeah. But we know you're talking about it. You know we're wondering where it is. We have it. We finished it. We're trying to, as hard as we can, to get it out to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, now I got three episodes. Now I got to do the editing back work on Audacity, and that's going to be a pain. Oh, my God, I forgot. We got to edit the logo, too.
Luckily, I know a thing or two about doing that.
Okay,
good. I just don't know how to, wait a minute. He gave us the, okay, I know how to do that.
I have the new logo, too.
Okay, you have the new logo. That's good, because I don't.
Good.
And I'm going to need it. So.
Yeah, I will send that to you once we're done recording. But yeah, so spoiler alert, we do have a new logo for the 100th episode.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that.
And of course, Greg has that thing. He was teasing about it, guys. He was teasing about it. It's basically our way of saying thank you for embracing us, for loving us, for loving up on us. Not that way. Get your mind out of the gutter.
No.
But yeah, we're just three guys who like TV, and you've listened and you've embraced this, and apparently you guys like what you hear. So again, thank you so very much.
We're going to try to get some new episodes out as soon as we can. We're going to try to figure out what we're going to do with the schedule going forward. The plans are on a week by week basis. So
yes,
that's what we have to do right now. But we figured for Place to Be Nation Pop, we might as well give you some content in the meantime while we're trying to figure everything out. So we figured maybe we should just talk about some stuff that's going on right now, some stuff that's going on in our lives right now, some stuff that's going on in pop culture. Oh yeah. Cause even though it's like, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. And like
the beast continues to feed. What can we say?
Yeah. Like we can't go out anywhere, but
I will tell you right now, I've only been to three places. I'm holding up a four. I'm Tom Brady. I'm flipping to three places.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't date this episode one bit.
No, it doesn't. You can listen it to Eddie's. Oh, look, the Yankees just scored.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Judge homered when we were recording 101.
All rise! But, I've only been to three since the beginning of the pandemic in March, I've only been to three places with any sort of regularity. Work, home, and the gym. Now, of course, now they just reopened the gyms up.
Okay.
And they have, like, the sort of filtration systems, and I have my mask, and I know the deal. I have my mask, practice social distancing, use hand sanitizer like it's going out of style. I just follow all safety precautions, because that's what the safety precautions are there for.
I got the safety precautions, you know, where I work too. And yeah, it's been a really rough 7 months.
It really has been.
Fortunately in New York State, unlike other areas of the country, we took the pandemic so seriously, because obviously we had, like, New York City was like Corona.
New York City 7 months ago was South Dakota now.
Yeah, it was Corona all over the place. But thankfully we are here in New York at like a level where it's, even though the cases are starting to rise a little bit, it's nowhere near as bad as it was back in March. And they have, at least here on Long Island, we do have like schools back open and stuff.
Now, are you guys doing the virtual, or are you doing it in person?
It's in person right now.
Okay, because the people in the city proper are doing it in person. And I know this because one of my friends is a public school teacher in New York City, and he's just been all sorts of pissed off about it.
Oh, I can imagine. It's kind of, if you're a teacher in New York, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
Or anywhere if you're doing in person.
Indeed. North Carolina is not doing in person. They had thought about doing in person for a while, but Roy Cooper, who is the current governor of the state of North Carolina, they gave everybody an option to be all virtual or all in person or a combination of both. I don't remember hearing one school system in the state of North Carolina that went for in person.
So they all went virtual.
I know the major ones did, like Wake County, Durham, Orange, Mecklenburg, and Charlotte. Cumberland County has been virtual.
I gotta think that though the virtual schooling has got to be a little weird.
Kind of, sorta.
Because I did like a virtual class back in like when I was at Suffolk Community College out in 2007. It was actually an online sports literature class, and I think all of
they our have students, those.
Yeah, they did. They had a, it was an elective that you took. But so what it was I had you had to like it was completely through like an email. It was like email communications with the professor. It wasn't like to, it was like, because this is like what, late 2000s. So yeah, email your professor, email your classmates about stuff. And basically what I did was, it was basically you had to write like 5 essays. It was about 3 fiction books, 1 nonfiction book, and I think an essay on 1 movie. And I think I did like an essay on Field of Dreams or something.
As is one will do.
Yeah, and I think the one of the fiction books I did was like The Natural. Yeah, I actually have because I still have to this day the book of The Natural. Spoiler alert, guys, Roy Hobbs, he doesn't hit the big home run, the big game. Yeah. That's the one difference between the book and the movie.
Because let's be honest, who's going to watch a movie where somebody loses?
No, nobody wants to see that. You want to see like Robert Redford hit a home run into like the lights and freaking blow them up. What a great ending that movie was. He hit a home run to the light stand and he blew up the lights. It was like sparkles all over the place. Oh, by the way, speaking of things that have featured Robert Redford,
right?
I wanted to bring up some as we're speaking right now, and we kind of talk about this, and me and you talk about it in episode 100. But I figure, you know what? We'll talk about it here.
Go ahead.
There's been some big news in the Marvel Cinematic Universe recently.
Yes, there is. Okay. Spider-Man 3 is going to be this big thing that is... Now, the rumor is that it is supposed to bridge all of the Spider-Men, sort of like the MCU's answer to Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Or into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Because obviously WandaVision is supposed to set up the multiverse.
Yes.
Which is coming out sometime in December, I believe, on Disney Plus. So we'll get something MCU related this year, thank God. Because how long has it been? It's been like what? When did Far From Home come out? 4th of July
weekend? Yeah, 4th of July weekend last year, I think it was.
Oh my God. And think about
Remember, Far From Home was the last film of Phase 3.
Yeah, and remember, in the time between two, didn't we have like that whole thing with Sony and Marvel over the Spider-Man rights?
Yeah, that's why it took a while for Spider-Man to jump into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Otherwise, I imagine they would jump in on Spider-Man, go all in on it. But yeah, Sony and Marvel had to do a little bit of a coming together sort of thing. And once they did though, and you had Homecoming, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although I will say the amount of time they showed Iron Man in Homecoming in the trailer is more or less the amount of time he appears in the actual movie.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just there to guide the plot along, help Peter along. There you go.
Yeah. Of course, if you saw Endgame, you know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because Tony Stark, moment of silence.
Yeah. By the way, guys, this has been like a year since Endgame came out. You had like 1 year to watch the movie.
Yeah. Moment gone. Anyway, so who is going to guide Spider-Man into the road of righteousness? Doctor Strange?
Yeah, because obviously if you need guidance, you got to turn to Cumberbatch. Here's the thing. So let's talk about who was recently announced to be cast in the third MCU Spider-Man movie.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Electro.
Yeah, you might be thinking, wait.
Hold on. That would be the Sony Jamie Foxx. That's Sony Spider. The second Sony Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Yeah, everyone keeps forgetting about the second Andrew Garfield.
Marissa Tomei is Aunt May.
No, that was...
Sally Field is Aunt May.
See,
Aunt May is basically a Time Lord at this point.
Yeah.
Sorry, Time Lady.
Time Lady. Well, at least thankfully in the MCU, we didn't get to see Uncle Ben die again.
Oh, that would have been a shock. I can't do that again. My heart can't take it.
No, we can't take more Uncle Ben's dying. We can't.
I think the only thing that this franchise is missing is Madame Web. And if you don't know who Madame Web is, you're too young.
Didn't Sony announce that they were going to do a Madame Web movie at some point?
I think so.
Because I think that was during like the Sony Marvel like dispute, and I'm like, really, they want to do a Madame Web movie? Who would want to see that?
I would.
I know you would, but I don't know if anyone else would.
It's like you want. I am still looking for closure on the animated series.
Well, that's right. They ended it on like a was it the 2000s animated series?
The 1990s animated series.
Oh, really? The 90s animated series? I didn't know that. They ended on a cliffhanger?
They ended on a cliffhanger. They never showed us where the real Mary Jane Watson was.
Oh, that's...
It's like, I feel robbed.
Yeah. That is just terrible. Oh, Fox, Fox Kids, come on.
It was sort of, it's like, if you remember the finale of the aborted finale of the thing, you remember the finale of 90s series sort of ended on a cliffhanger, but there was some finality.
So, okay. So let's go back here. We got Jamie Foxx, we think, reprising his role as Electro?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Kind of?
Sort of.
Sort of? Maybe? I guess maybe he's playing another version of Electro, kind of similar to how we presume J.K. Simmons was in the end of Far From Home playing another version of J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, that makes... Yeah, I getcha.
So, we have Doctor Strange coming in MCU Spider-Man 3. So, we have... And, of course, remember, supposedly in following that will be Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which I'm looking forward to. But remember, who was announced as the director of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness?
Let me take a look here. Doctor Strange, Multiverse. I can't type, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Director Sam Raimi?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's Sam Raimi.
Is it 2022 yet?
But Chica, remember, in Spider-Man 2, do you remember the one scene where J. Jonah Jameson is talking about ideas for a headline to what to name Otto Octavius?
Guy named Otto Octavius winds up with eight limbs. What are the odds? Hoffman! Yeah. What are we going to call this guy?
Dr. Octopus.
That's crap.
Science Squid?
Crap.
Doctor Strange.
That's pretty good. But it's taken. Wait, I got it. Dr. Octopus.
But I like it.
Of course you do. Dr. Octopus. New villain in town. Doc Ock.
Genius.
Doc Ock.
Yes. One of the names that was suggested was
Doctor Strange.
Yes. And remember what he said. I like that. But it's taken. So presumably, somewhere in the Sam Raimi original Spider-Man trilogy, there is a Doctor Strange out there, we think.
And if Spider-Man 3 didn't suck so much, yeah, I'll say it. It sucked.
Come on, you didn't like the scene where Tobey Maguire danced.
That was the best thing about it.
Okay, yes. We all agree that was the best part of the movie. Get on up. Everybody. And I like how in Into the Spider-Verse they kind of made fun of that.
Yeah, no.
And then Chris Pine and Spider-Man's like, oh, we don't really talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so... So, Sam Raimi wants to put his sort of stamp on the MCU and sort of bring everything all together and basically give me the mother of all headaches. I have trouble following the NLCS from 1984 and how Punky Brewster had anything to do with it.
Oh. But yeah, I'll be curious to see how this all plays out, and we'll probably get the first seeds of it when WandaVision comes out in December, and then I think Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be next on Disney Plus, because I think they're almost done filming that, because they had to delay.
Oh God, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, they had to delay,
and I'll tell you right now,
the pandemic. Yeah,
obviously, I'll tell you right now. Speaking of the pandemic, if you had Netflix just so you could watch Glow,
oh yeah,
they canceled Glow because of the pandemic. They wanted to do a fourth and final season, but they couldn't for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I am extremely pissed about that. I can't. No joke. I canceled my Netflix subscription. I'm like, F this. I'm like, I have, my parents have a Netflix subscription. When Stranger Things comes back, I'll use it for that. But no, I'm just wasting money because they're canceling everything left and right. Netflix, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to. I mean, there is one thing where it's like, we want to make this as good as, it's like, you want to make this as good as possible, but at the same time, we understand that we can't do that under COVID guidelines right now.
Yeah.
Especially in a show as physical as Glow.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why, but I mean, you can't at least give some kind of closure on the show. You can't like do a movie to wrap it up, kind of sort of like what they did with Kimmy Schmidt. It's ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
It is. Although, if your show tapes in Canada, you're all good. You're cranking out episodes left and right.
Oh yeah. Damn Canadians.
Or again, if we're talking about Warrior Nun, that actually tapes all the way in Spain.
Oh.
You can handle that. It's just stuff that's taped in Hollywood. That's where your problem is.
Yeah. And that's not even getting into all fires out there right now.
Oh, gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, it's a hell of a time to be alive right now. So, speaking of Canada, I was listening on my way to work yesterday or the other day, I was listening to the Jay and Dan podcast on TSN.
Which is awesome.
Yes, which is a great podcast. Of course, you probably remember Jay Onright and Dan O'Toole back when they were at FS1.
Back before it became basically the Fox News of ESPNs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't get me started on people like Skip Bayless and Clay Travis. I'm just going to...
By the way, fuck Skip Bayless.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, we could just... I'm not even going to bleep that. I don't even want to bleep that. That's true. He's terrible. He stinks. He's the worst. The dirt worst.
The worst!
He suck.
Yeah.
He is a suck.
Just, I would really like to see... I would really like to see Shannon Sharp do what Peter and Brian did with James Woods and just trap him in a box, fool him with pieces of candy, and just ship him off wherever.
Don't forget to drill holes out for him.
Yeah, just drill holes out for him.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
The thing you have to understand about Skip Bayless, he's not hired to have an opinion. He's hired to belittle you for your opinion.
Yeah. But okay, here's the story here. So on the Jay and Dan podcast, the recent one that came out, they had the Sklar brothers on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
So they were telling a story because they're good friends with David Spade.
Yep.
So they talked about how, like, I think it was Jay and Dan. They talked about how, like, in the first year of FS1, like, Jay Glazer had like a celebrity fantasy football show. And I think it was like, I don't know what, it was probably like some, like, I think it was like Jay Glazer's like fantasy football league or whatever.
Yeah.
And like David Spade was on the show. And it's like everything on FS1, like the first year of 2013, 2014, you have like ads all over the place. Like, we're spending money all over the place to promote this. Do you know how many viewers they got for the first show of that?
How many viewers did they get? Tell us how many viewers they got.
They got 25,000 viewers.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, David Spade actually asked that in the second episode before they taped. Like, how many viewers did we get? 25,000. And then after that, he never showed up again. Because David Spade has standards. He was on Just Shoot Me.
Yeah, because he has standards.
Yes. Yeah, because there's also like a story that Jay and Dan tell, like on the business cards at Fox Sports 1, like they would have like the business card for like the person so-and-so, whatever department, Fox Sports 1. And then like on the bottom of the business card, They would have the cable provider and the channel number that Fox Sports 1 was on. And the channel numbers on like all on like the certain outlets were like in the 1,000 range. I don't even think my cable box that was
my cable box. Well, this was fairly new here. It's like this has 1,000 range. You type 1,000, it gets you to the on demand channel. But way back when, that wasn't a thing. On demand wasn't even a thing.
Wasn't Fox Sports 1 like the speed channel originally?
It was the speed channel, yes.
Yeah, because here where I live, it's on channel... Oh, you're going to love this, Chico. Guess what number Fox Sports 1 is on my cable service?
What number? What is Fox Sports 1?
On my cable service? Guess. Get ready. 69.
Nice!
Yeah. Yeah, it was on. Yeah, it was in the area Speed used to be. So it took, because when Speed became FS1, it took over the channel number, and it's right up across. Because here on Optimum, we have FS1 on 69, Yes on 70, MSG on 71, and MSG Plus on 72, and SNY, the channel the Mets are on channel 60. And actually, right now, they have an encore of a football game between a college football game between you ready for this college football matchup?
I'm ready.
This exciting college football matchup.
I am ready.
On SNY, you ready for this?
Okay.
New Hampshire against James Madison.
Who those guys be?
Oh, this is like clearly a division. FCS game. Actually, James Madison they have a number 2 ranking. So that must be pretty good in FCS if they have a number 2 ranking. And New Hampshire has number 23. Yeah, I think this is probably the only time we're ever going to talk about CAA football in the Colonial Athletic Association.
Oh, boy.
Hey, don't knock it. Joe Flacco came out of the CAA.
True.
Yeah. I don't really care, but pray for Joe Flacco this week. Yeah, because he's starting for Sunday for the Jets. Don't get me started about. I've ranted on this podcast about the Jets. Hey, listen, Woody Johnson, blame yourself for caring more about a tax cut than football. That's all I'm going to say. And also, you're a racist.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he gets back in like 3 months. Hopefully, if everything plays out the way we presume it's going to be, in 3 months, it's going to be so hilarious because there's probably going to be like a coach. Obviously, Gase is probably not going to be back next year. You have like an issue of who the new coach is probably going to be. Oh, yeah. By the way, all you Jet fans are hoping for Eric Bieniemy.
Yes. No.
No, you're not.
No.
No. The Jets aren't hiring a black guy after what he said.
It's like Jets aren't hiring a black guy. That's like the New England Patriots fan base embracing Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're probably not, speaking of Cam, they're probably not happy he got the COVID.
Now we have to feel sorry for him. And, and also the thing I don't even remember who the villain quarterback was.
What?
In New England?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's either Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham.
Brian Hoyer! Thank you. Wait. No, it wasn't Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham. It was both.
Oh, yeah. I did watch some of the game on Monday night. between the Patriots and the Chiefs. And it was hilarious to because the one part of the game I saw was the part like going into the half where like Brian Hoyer got sacked, costing the Patriots a chance for a field goal. That was, and the best part is like Tony Romo being like, "Oh no, no, you don't want to do that." I gotta say though, Tony Romo is probably the best broadcaster in sports.
Which is saying something.
Yeah, because it's like when you listen to Tony Romo, it's like you actually learn something. It's like you don't say that about. I can't say that about any commentator in like any sport because I'm like very critical. But when I listen to Tony Romo, it's like, yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking. Because he notices like the little things in the game that I would never think about. I would never think about the things he sees, and he points them out, and you're like, wow. That is amazing. Yeah, that Brian Hoyer stack. Like he like took his sweet ass time in that final play in the first half. That ended up hurting them. Do we know how long Cam's supposed to be out?
COVID quarantine dictates that you have to have 3 weeks of negative tests.
Oh well, that's not obviously playing out as we're seeing in the news.
Oh God. Oh God. Yeah. I'm just gonna plead the fifth of Jack on that. In fact, I'm gonna have myself a fifth of Jack just so I can forget I ever heard that shit.
Yeah. Let's see, in television right now, I think we were talking about this before we started recording, but we were I was watching on one of the channels here at 8 o'clock here on channel 55 here in New York.
WLNY TV, New York 55.
Except here we get it on channel 10, which is
that's not musical.
No, it doesn't.
New York 10.
No. Does not work at all.
No,
but,
it does not.
But we have here, the Drew Barrymore show at 8 o'clock.
This could be a future entry, you know.
This could be a future entry because I was last week on the season premiere of SNL, I watched the Chloe Fineman parody of the Drew Barrymore show. I watched it and I was like, we love Chloe Fineman. We think she's fantastic impressionist. But I was like, there is no way this show could be exactly like it's being described on SNL. And I watched it. And yes, folks, it is exactly how it is on SNL. They were not kidding. They were not kidding. There's the segment where Drew Barrymore does the news, and it's like the news on some of the most ridiculous stuff. Like, brushing your teeth is a game changer. Thank you for telling me this, Drew. I'm really happy you told me that brushing my teeth is very good. I get my toothbrush every day. I get my toothpaste. I pour the Colgate into the toothbrush. I brush my teeth, and then I'm done. And there it is. Thank you very much. I'm done. I'm done here. And it would make Timmy the Tooth very proud.
It would. I'll tell you right now. You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
They saw what happened with Kelly Clarkson. And they thought they could, because Kelly Clarkson was supposed to be the next Ellen.
Oh yeah, the next Ellen. Yeah, that's.
I was like, yeah, Kelly Clarkson's supposed to be Ellen, but infinitely nicer. I understand.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she. Yeah, I think not. So
I love Kelly Clarkson.
Oh yeah. Who
doesn't? She's the best thing to come out of Texas since. I don't know.
Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, the best thing out of Texas since Nolan Ryan.
The best thing since Astroworld.
Yeah, Astroworld. Makes sense. For all due respect, I know the Rockets and Mavs and Spurs all won NBA titles in between, like Nolan Ryan and Kelly Clarkson, but come on. Kelly Clarkson's definitely the best thing to come out of Texas.
That's like, if you ask me, you know, F. Kerry Underwood, F. Gabby Barrett, Kelly Clarkson is the original American Idol and still the best.
Yeah, the OG American Idol.
Yeah. So they saw what happened with Kelly Clarkson and thought, okay, now who can we do this with? Drew Barrymore. She's not. They canceled Santa Clarita Diet. She's not doing anything.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, this all comes back to Netflix canceling a lot of shows. Yeah, we can blame Netflix for this.
Yeah, but Santa Clarita Diet was canceled long before COVID became a thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still. I mean, yeah. it was another one of those Netflix shows that. We're just going to cancel this. Whatever. We don't care. Yep. This gets ratings. No. We don't want anyone to... No. Forget it. Done. Yeah, so I'm getting here, like, Broadway won't be back here until at least May 30th of next year.
Shame.
So that's going to be, what, 14 months?
14 months, and they're going to have to find, like, a community theater group or off-Broadway, or heaven forbid, you're going to have to stream Hamilton over and over again on Disney Plus, which I will totally do.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what everybody's been doing since it dropped back in July. It's like, well, we can't go to the theater. Let's watch Hamilton on Disney Plus. And you know what? It's probably been like one of the best things Disney Plus has gotten in this year is Hamilton. Because that movie was supposed to come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know what? Broadway, it's not. There's nothing going on. We might as well throw these people a bone. Let's do something nice and give them the hip-hop musical about Alexander Hamilton.
Hey. I'm here for this.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, you're going to need some sort of entertainment because the theaters are still shutting down. In fact, the theaters are actually overseas in England. The theaters are actually closing down at least till the end of the year.
Here in New York State, the movie theaters are still shut down. And I know recently, didn't Regal Cinemas announce that they were – I think they did reopen in some areas, but they said they're completely shutting down.
Yeah, Regal said they were completely shutting down, but there's still some Regals in California that will sort of defy that order. Now, this is still confusing to me. I don't know if it's permanent or not. I mean, for all we know, they could go ahead, look at 2021 and decide, hey, let's try this again. Again, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Isn't AMC like in bad shape too?
Oh yeah, AMC theaters—they are in terrible shape. All of the non-dollar theaters in town here are AMCs, and they're all still closed.
Okay, so here, let me explain. Here in Long Island. We have the farthest AMC out by me is the one in Stony Brook, which used to be a Lowe's, but it became an AMC when AMC bought Lowe's. But that's like, I think that's like 20, 25 miles away from me. Mm-hmm. I got Island 16, which is owned by National Amusements. So it's National Amusements is in the Viacom CBS family. It's a North.
But here's the thing: AMC still thinks they can open.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at some of the big titles that are coming in down the pike: Soul and Wonder Woman, Pixar's Soul and Wonder Woman, and No Time to Die have all been delayed.
Well, Soul is going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Because they announced that today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, today as we're recording, so December 25th, Christmas Day, it's going to be on Disney Plus,
which I will totally watch.
I will definitely.
I am a sucker for Pixar.
Oh yeah, I did get a chance to see Onward in the theater before the lockdown, because I saw it Onward opening weekend, which would have been March 5th or 6th. And then I went on vacation to Florida, I remember, for spring training, because I got to see the Mets play at Port St. Lucie, and I got to see them in Palm Beach against the Astros. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got the 2 days, and those were the last. It was planned, but we didn't realize those were like the last 2 days of spring training before everything went to hell. Thanks, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that just, Rudy Gobert was that's what it all sort of, like Scott Van Pelt said, hit fast forward.
Yeah, basically everything that's gone wrong, we can just blame on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, as soon as he came out of positive, the world just stopped.
Oh yeah, remember that and Tom Hanks testing positive.
Oh yeah, then everybody just stopped. The thing of it is, we could have had this. You know what? If everybody just did what was asked of them, if everybody just did what the fuck they were asked of them.
We could be right now watching Eternals next month.
We could be watching the Eternals next month. I could be sort of re-studying Shang-Chi because my dad was a big fan of Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
Yeah, I don't even know what Shang-Chi is.
You don't know what Shang-Chi is.
I know they're doing the movie about it. This is like the one Marvel character like I have no.
It's like, Everybody has one Marvel character in the universe that they have never heard of.
I've never heard of this character.
For me, it was the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, here's the thing. I did know about the Guardians of the Galaxy because Rocket Raccoon was in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yes.
So that was my introduction to the Guardians of the Galaxy. Rocket Raccoon in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That's a good game, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, and Deadpool in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Is
oh, yes.
Oh, my favorite is what he does, the moonwalk. when he presses the taunt button, he says, "This is my taunt."
This is my... Again, for those of you who don't know, Deadpool is a superhero for people who hate superheroes.
Which is perfect for Ryan Reynolds.
Because Ryan Reynolds is the actor... For people who hate actors.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's another thing I wanted to see before all of this unpleasantness. Free Guy.
Oh, yeah, because they did put a trailer out for December for Free Guy.
Yeah.
Now I am curious about that movie because not only is Ryan Reynolds in it, you have Steve Harrington from Stranger Things in it.
Joe Carey. Thank you, Brain.
Joe Carey's in it, and you got Taika Waititi in it.
Yes.
And of course, for those who know, Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi go like way back to Green Lantern.
I was about to say, Taika Waititi gave Ryan Reynolds his power ring. He doesn't like to talk about it, but they totally did. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, when Deadpool eventually joins the MCU, I do want to see an Avengers movie, a scene with him and Korg.
I would pay any amount of money to see that.
That would be just hilarious, just to see, like, would they dare mention that they knew each other from somewhere?
Do I know you?
Well, do I know you? Going back to the multiverse, I do hope when Deadpool eventually comes into the MCU, they explain why Cable looks like Thanos.
It's like, why does Cable look like Thanos? It's a long story.
Why does he look like Bram from the Goonies?
So we were talking about Drew Barrymore.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the Drew Barrymore.
It's like, because we were, you know, we like to go on tangents. We were talking about the Drew Barrymore show and how SNL did a completely bang on job trying to capture that essence.
Oh yes, and they actually, I think on the actual Drew Barrymore show, they did have the serious interview with her and Tom Green.
And it wasn't at all awkward.
No, it wasn't.
It totally was. Okay, just a little bit awkward.
Teddy, would you like some sausage?
No, remember, this is Drew Barrymore. So would you like some sausage?
You know, I do. I want to share with you like one of my favorite bits from the Tom Green show back in the day. There was this one segment on the Tom Green show called Undercutter's Pizza, where like
I remember that segment.
All right, so let me explain this. So Tom Green would follow the pizza delivery driver to the house, and he'd have a tackle box full of toppings. And so the gimmick is they were going to undercut the competition. That he was going to make a pizza for cheaper.
Yep, and the thing of it is, it wasn't a pizza so much as it was a bag full of ingredients.
A bag full of ingredients. You had like your shredded cheese in the tackle box, your pepperoni.
Pepperonis, your sauce. I think the sauce was in a plastic bag.
The sauce was in a plastic bag. And the guy that was, I don't even think it was the guy who was getting the pizza. I think it was like the guy in that house that was like with a hammer and nail and stuff or whatever. He was like pissed at Tom Green or whatever. And he was so pissed at him, he like kicked the tackle box full of the ingredients.
See that Camaro right there? It belongs to a real pizza guy. Real. And I've got this new business idea where we're going to undercut the competition. We're going to follow that pizza guy to his next delivery. And we're going to try and undercut the competition.
Bop, 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 bop. Undercutters.
Get down. There he is. There he is.
That's our pizza guy.
Stay back, Simon and Simon style, you know.
There he is up there. Get for it. Okay. Oh, okay. Pull in. Just ordered a pizza?
Yeah.
What toppings did you guys want on your pizza?
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese, okay.
Where's my pizza?
Here we go. Listen here. No, we're from Undercutters.
Take yeah. Pizza.
No, how much how is much? It? How much is yours?
Get the hell away from me.
No, you get it cheaper from me, though.
I really don't give a f***. Get out.
Because you can get cheaper from me if you want.
I've got 3 seconds to get out of here.
This is a new business.
Understand it, we're f***ing American. Get out of here now. Wait. Let the f***.
Okay, but this is a new business. It's called Under.
I'm gonna new business it right up your ass.
Hey.
Get your shit out of here.
No, don't. Don't. This is.
Get out of here now.
Okay. We were gonna give it to you cheaper.
Whatever.
We're just trying to start a new business here. It's a creative.
Well, started by advertising like normal people.
No,
why
no, I want to.
Keep going? Why do you gotta be a moron? Do me a favor. Take your shit and advertise somewhere else.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you know, we just go up to where the pizza people.
Shut your.
Okay. Okay. You guys ordered a pizza. We wanted to sell you one for cheaper. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, go. It's got a hammer. Go. Go. We're sorry. Go, Matt. Come on, Matt. Matt. This is the line. Matt. Turn around. This is Matt. Go. We're going. We're sorry.
Go.
We're from Undercutters. We just wanted to sell them a pizza for cheaper. That's all we wanted to do.
Like that's not nice. Like this guy's come here. He wants to offer you a pizza for cheaper than what the delivery guy is charging you. You're just going to be rude to him? That's terrible customer service.
That's terrible.
There was some great stuff in the Tom Green Show back in the day, let me tell
you. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, MTV, before the advent of the Osbournes, MTV was just awesome watching.
Yeah.
It's like it's like that window between the premiere of The Real World and the premiere of the Osbournes. I think that was peak MTV.
It was kind of the golden age of MTV.
Yeah, and one of our future entries is actually a show that you wouldn't expect to see on MTV during that era, but it totally was. And I suppose that's why it didn't work, because it was too ahead of its time. I mean, you put a show like Dead at 21 on Netflix, it will be the most talked about show within 24 hours.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean?
Yep. Remember Undressed?
I do remember Undressed.
Yeah.
That's where people who aged out of their roles on NBC Saturday morning went to age out of their pants.
Yeah. Literally age out of their pants. Oh, you're just dying there.
I am literally dying. Yeah. I just looked at a lady standing in her underwear all slinky, and I'm like, girl, you went to Bayside. What is you doing?
What are you doing?
It's like you hung out with Screech and Mr. Belding. Girl, what is you doing?
Yeah. Oh, one other thing I want to mention is before I canceled my Netflix subscription, I was binging on Power Rangers Time Force.
Which is, by the way, the best season, period.
Oh, yeah. Well, best season outside the
The best season, not including the original MMPR.
Yes, that's what I wanted to mention, yeah. Now, I gotta say, though, I do find it funny that the whole plot of the series is basically the Pink Ranger trying to...
Pink Ranger is basically using this whole season as a defense mechanism to get over the loss of her fiancé, the Red Ranger.
And how does she get over it?
With the Red Ranger's ancestor.
Because that's not weird at all.
That's not. Well, hey, 1,000 years. You have time to be weird.
Yeah.
And hey, I will. And Jason Font and Aaron Cahill, if either of you are listening to this, I totally won't judge you.
I won't judge either of you.
I love you. I kiss you. Yeah. And yeah.
Oh yeah. And I've been watching on Shout Factory TV the Super Sentai season based on Time Force.
They Mirai Sentai Time Ranger. Yes. Yeah, that's actually on Tokusatsu, which is, by the way, they're getting the Ultraman series in November. Oh.
Okay, that's nice. But I love on Time Ranger. The theme song is, I think, probably the best.
It's like techno meets thrash rock meets gothica.
Yeah, it's like, Tommy Diddy, Nana, you saw, love me now, do so,
hold on, I got you.
Oh.
As soon as the ads stop playing.
Oh, yeah. Damn you, YouTube.
Limu Emu, get off my screen. Get off my screen, Limu Emu.
Oh, yeah. This is my jam right here.
Mirai Sentai! Time Ranger!
Live on my dream! Live on my soul! Live on my future! Live on my future! Oh!
And then it gets into the... You can't see it, but I'm headbanging.
We're headbanging like Beavis and Butthead right now.
My soul. Live on my dream.
Live on my soul. Live it to
live on my dream. Live on my soul. Okay, I gotta stop because I'm getting a headache.
Yeah.
The last thing I want right now is an aneurysm. Just saying.
No. No, we don't want that. But yeah. Time Ranger. The theme song's great. And it's a great season of Super Sentai.
It is one of the great, yeah. And the season that came after that, which was Hurricaneer, that's not bad either.
Okay. What season was after Time Force?
Okay, the two seasons that came after Time Ranger.
Okay.
Because there was Gal Ranger, and then there was Hurricaneer. Gal Ranger became Wild Force, which basically was almost, it was like 95% the same as Gal Ranger. And then Hurricaneer, because this was the season where Village Roadshow took over production from Saban.
Oh, when Disney took over?
When Disney took over and production moved to New Zealand with Aussies and Kiwis, including the late great Pua Mazakasiva.
Yeah.
Moment of silence. And they got a little creative with the translation. I mean, Ninja Storm was almost nothing like Hurricaneer. Almost.
Hold on a second. What was the season that our girl Kim Crossman was on?
That was Power Rangers Samurai. That was the first, it was Samurai / Super Samurai. That was the first Nickelodeon season.
So this would be, what, 2010, 2011?
2011, 2012, I think.
Okay.
Because remember, they're doing a new season in 2021.
Okay, so this would be, what, the, if we're going each season Power Rangers, what, this is what, the 26th season?
God, I lost.
Because I know they had a gap year at some point.
They did have a gap year between RPM and Samurai. They did the gap year. That was the reversion season. That was the reversion. We don't talk about the reversion.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot when Disney did.
We don't want to do anymore, but we can't not do anymore. So we're gonna do the original one, and yeah. That was a bad idea. And then Haim was like, no. Here, I'm going to give you Texas with the dollar sign. You're going to give me the Power Rangers back, and you're going to go away.
Yeah. And then I'm going to sell it years later to Hasbro.
Who is going to... And here's the thing I don't get. Apparently Dino Fury is going to be the last season that uses footage, which I don't get, because if you don't have the footage, show.
There's no show. Power Rangers is, the Super Sentai footage is essential to Power Rangers.
Yes, if you don't have the footage, you don't have the show.
That's what makes this show great, is like, oh, that is totally not shot here. It's clearly shot on some set in Japan, because you can tell, because they use different filters. It's shot on like crappy film stock.
Since the upconvert on our end to HD, the film's gotten a whole lot better.
Yeah, actually,
remember, you know, the Super Sentai went to HD before Power Rangers did, and as a result, everybody's faces were just squished like this, and it looked kind of weird.
I actually did kind of notice that in the Time Ranger footage. Like, the HD footage is like kind of, it's like very good when you see it not in like crappy NTSC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you, NTSC, Japan, US, same. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
No. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The first HD Super Sentai was actually, what the devil was it? It was Bokenger, which became Operation Overdrive, and which was like the third to last season before Nick started airing the show.
Okay.
So for 3 years, you saw people whose faces were all squished up like this.
Ooh.
And it didn't make any sense.
Because we're still getting used to, like, how HD works.
Yeah. We didn't know better. The Japanese knew how to do HD. And there's actually a very good episode of the Oddity Archive on the Japanese advent of HD. Hugh Downs was talking about it for crying out tears.
They did an episode of Murder, She Wrote about HD television.
Wait, what? Did this actually happen?
Yes, this actually happened. They had an episode of Murder, She Wrote about HD television.
Okay, that's going on the list.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see.
That's not even the right app I'm opening up.
HD.
Oh, wait, that's not I can't even add. I forgot. Greg is in charge of the docs. If we want to add stuff,
I'll add it in there. But yeah, there is an episode where they talk on Murder, She Wrote where they talk about HDTV. It's weird. Because this is like, what, 90? This episode's probably like 93, 94.
93? Oh my god. 93, 94, HDTV would just be a pipe dream of some guy who just wanted to see more screen for his buck.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny you mentioned the Japanese pioneered HDTV, because you probably don't know this, but now for those of you who don't know about me, I used to work at Blockbuster for about, on and off, maybe about 6-7 years between 2002 and 2010.
Oh, now, so did my sister.
Yeah. Well, there was this format in the early 2000s called DVHS. This was a format where you had HD movies on VHS tape.
It was letterboxed.
Yeah, but it
no
was,
pen and, no pan and scan letterboxed.
No letterboxed, no pan and scan, but all the movies in 1080p on VHS tape. And this was like pre Blu-ray, because Blu-ray didn't come out till 06, and then, because remember there was that format war when they had HD DVD?
Yes.
I owned the HD DVD drive for the Xbox 360.
Have you got any use of that?
No, I don't think it works anymore. But I did get to play King Kong. I did get King Kong with it. The 05 remake.
The Peter Jackson's King Kong?
Yeah, that came with the player. Oh, here's a funny story about when I got it. Because I got it with my Vizio HDTV, which, by the way, I still have to this day. I still have the HDTV from Vizio to this day. I'm sorry, Justin, Justin Rosero, because from Praise Be Nation, because I know you have bad experiences with Vizio TVs. He has a horror story about the time he had to call Vizio about a broken TV. But that's not the point. Okay, so I got the HD DVD drive for my Xbox 360. We got it. And then my brother notices, Greg, I think that this is open. The box has already been open. I'm like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, the seal's like ripped. So it's like,
you didn't get it from GameStop, did you?
No, it was at Best Buy. I got it at Best Buy. So what I did, so it was like, you know, we should open it just to see if like the disc for the movie got's in there. Yeah, let's see. And then we opened it up, and it turns out that someone took the disc of King Kong. And we had to immediately go right back in the store and say, we need to exchange this.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's better we did it like in the parking lot than having to drive home and then drive all the way back to the store and do it all over again. I also got 5 free HD DVD movies with the drive too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a bunch of movies I never watched. I got like
I thought, doesn't everybody?
Yeah. I know I got like U571. Yeah, remember that movie? Maybe I got I think I got Blazing Saddles on HD DVD. And I got Casablanca too, which actually, because that's the port of the DVD version, it actually does have a good commentary track by Roger Ebert in there.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, because I think when he had the throat surgery, they actually did for like his voice recording for the chair he was in, they actually did a construction of his voice from the commentary track of that and the commentary tracks he recorded for Citizen Kane and Dark City to make a Roger Ebert computer voice.
That's crazy.
We're going to reconstruct Roger Ebert's voice from these DVD commentary tracks.
It's like, how do you even do it? That's like, I don't know, having a hologram Tupac Shakur dance on stage. Oh, wait.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Not really. I think we pretty much plumbed dry the well. Unless you have a fly you want to stick in some old white man's hair for 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I think...
If you don't, I totally understand that.
Yeah, I think everyone on the internet has commented about the fly this week.
Everybody pray for the fly.
Oh yeah, because you don't know that poor fly. He must be going to his family right now. I bet that fly. I wonder if that fly knows he's famous.
Does that fly know he's famous?
Do you think he knows he's famous? Do you think he has an idea of what he did?
Do you know the revolution that you just started?
Yeah, do you have any idea that you are now like the most famous fly that ever existed?
All I know is I was looking for a snack.
And it was delicious.
It really was. Enjoy your 15 minutes, Mr. Fly.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum, call me.
Yeah, that will do it for this episode. I think I'll just call this episode here on Place to Be Nation Pod. It was a thing on TV presents. So,
yep.
Yeah. So we talked about all the stuff, and we'll be back here next week, and we'll be here with something. We'll be here with something. We promise you. And until Wednesday, stay safe and take care, everybody. We'll see you next
time.
Bye.
Thanks. Now we're even.
Wait a sec. I need to talk to you.
Look, you don't have to thank me again. Actually, it was kind of fun. Hey, give me those.
Not until you listen to me. Look, I didn't come there to thank you. I need your help.
Help? Oh, what kind of help?
I need you to put on this morpher and activate it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Now, what's a morpher?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Try me.
All right. My friends and I are from the year 3000. We're trying to recapture a gang of mutants that escaped through time and take them back with us. We think you may be the only one who can unlock these morphers so we can defeat them.
I believe you. Whoa, I believe you're nuts.